We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier Mail. The Albanese government has put China's tariff and trade restrictions at the top of its agenda. Beijing's restrictions on Australian export industries have been in place for almost 2 years, and Treasurer Jim Chalmers has revealed China would need to start dropping trade sanctions before relations could thaw. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Penny Wong prepares to head to Fiji today to shore up Australia's position in the Pacific. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is doing his own tour of the region, meeting today with Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare in Honiara. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at couriermail.com.au or download the app. The Queensland College of Teachers has appeared in more than half a dozen cases before the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal in the past year in a bid to keep teachers from returning to classrooms. Its most recent annual report revealed there were more than 900 disciplinary matters received regarding the professional conduct of teachers last year, with the most serious winding up at QCAT. Brandishing a gun in threatening videos, smoking cannabis with kids, and hacking into school computers were just some of the reasons teachers were struck off the register in the past year. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The Queensland government's embroiled in a major privacy breach, with over 10,000 motorists' fines and private details sent to the wrong people. The Courier Mail can reveal thousands of motorists who were due to receive penalty infringement notices for traffic fines from the State Penalties Enforcement Agency were likely sent other people's fines instead, although authorities can't say definitively who's been sent what. But people have reported being sent envelopes addressed to them containing fines and threat of license suspension with other people's names, addresses, license numbers and vehicle registration details. The mess, which puts people at risk of identity theft, has seen Under-Treasurer Leon Allen order an external forensic review to try to figure out exactly what's happened and how. And Peter Dutton's wife has mounted an impassioned defence of her husband's compassion as the veteran Queensland MP officially launches his bid for the Liberal Party leadership. While the eight-term Dixon MP will spruik his toughness, work ethic and suburban values in his pitch to colleagues, Kiralee Dutton says the former Home Affairs Minister is an amazing dad with a great sense of humour. Mr Dutton's leadership bid comes 5 days after the party was beaten at the May 21 poll, losing up to 19 seats. He's likely to be elected unopposed as Liberal leader when the party meets in Canberra in coming weeks. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.